Interview with Mrs. Lyles, testing. My name is Vera Gramling. I'm talking with Mrs. Grace Lyles here in Allen County, Kentucky. Today's date is July 27, 1983. Mrs. Lyles, are you agreeable to being interviewed on tape?
Yes.
Okay, speak up. Yes, okay. Now spell your full name for me again.
G-R-A-C-E.
Mm-hmm. You have a middle name?
Clement.
All right.
C-L-E-M-O-N-T.
And your last name?
L-Y-L-E-S.
Your husband's name? What was his name?
Fred.
Fred?
Spell it?
Yes, uh-huh.
F-R-E-D-L-Y-L-E-S.
Did he have a middle name?
Yes. His middle name was Hollis.
That's H-O-L-L-I-S.
That's right.
Okay. Do you have an occupation? What do you do?
Well, I just keep house and do different things you do around the house.
Okay. That keeps anybody busy. And your husband, what did he do?
He was a farmer.
How long have you lived here at this address?
Since 1925.
Hmm. And where did you live before that?
Well, we lived on my husband's father's farm.
Where was that?
How far is it from here, Linda? 3 miles?
Something like that.
Close to Trammell Creek.
Okay, here in Allen County.
Yes.
And how long did you live there?
8 years.
Where were your parents from? Where were your parents born?
In Allen County.
Okay. And what did they do?
Well, my mother just kept house, and my father run the Buttersville Mill, ground corn and wheat.
Okay. And what was your mother's maiden name?
Wilson.
And her full name?
Luella.
Luella.
Luella Wilson.
And your father's full name?
William Thomas.
William Thomas. Neither of them had a middle name?
Well, Papa had a middle initial, William H. Thomas.
William H. Thomas.
He was a minister.
Oh, and he had a local church? Where did he preach?
Yes.
Where did he preach?
Well, different places.
Oh, traveling minister.
Yeah. Preach churches here in Allen County and some in Simpson County. He'd help in revivals.
Yeah. And what is your religious preference? What church do you go to?
Missionary Baptist.
Do you mind telling me how old you are?
No, I'm 84.
Never would have.
I'll be 85, 8th of November.
Okay, then your birth date was November 8th, what year?
1898.
Where did you go to school?
At Beech Grove.
Beech Grove?
There's a schoolhouse over here at this church. Did you come by there? Well, it's not too far from here. There was a schoolhouse there then, and I went to school there.
And how far in school did you go? What grade did you complete?
The 8th.
The 8th. When did you learn to quilt?
Well, Mama quilted a lot, sewed a lot, and I don't know, she was always piecing quilts, and I just wanted to learn how. And I wanted, she cut me some pieces one day, and showed me how to hold the needle and the thimble and everything. And if I didn't do it just right, I had to take it out, so I had to take out a lot of things. So I was about 6 years old when I first started piecing quilts.
And that was, and your mother taught you?
Yes.
And you were just telling me how she taught you.
She was very particular. Everything had to be just right. If I didn't got the seams too wide or too narrow, I had to take it out and do it over. I'm glad she taught me that way, so I tried to keep up that habit.
And what were the quilts you made while you were learning?
Well, it was a nine patch. I've still got the quilt. It's been used a lot of years. It's about wore out now.
Oh, I want to see that one. What other patterns did you use when you were learning?
Well, that's about the only pattern I ever pieced when I was
learning. Who else in your family quilted?
My sister.
And is she still living?
No.
Anybody else in the family?
No, I just had one sister. Well, I had two sisters. One of them died when she was small.
Did any of the men in the family ever quilt?
No.
Oh, have there been times in your life when you've been too busy to quilt?
Yes.
When were those?
Oh, when I worked on the farm, worked out, helped in the crop.
And would that be just for the summer or?
Yes, and well.
Or whole years at a time or?
Whatever was to do, cutting wood or gathering corn or whatever was to do after the summer was over.
And then you'd take it up again when the work was done? Was that how it
yes.
worked?
Yes.
There wasn't any long period of time then when you didn't quilt?
Well, in the summer I didn't have time to do nothing about quilting.
How much time do you spend quilting?
Well, I can't quilt now. I've got arthritis in my fingers and I just can't quilt anymore.
When you were doing it actively, how much time would you spend quilting at a time?
Well, I just put in a quilt on it when I wasn't, didn't have to be doing something else till I got it finished.
And where would you have your frame up? What part of the house?
Well, I got a man to make me some quilting frames. They was about this wide.
Three feet.
I can move them from one room to the other. I quilt in that room if it wasn't too cold. And if it got cold, I'd bring them in here.
So it would be in the bedroom if it wasn't too cold. And then if it otherwise, you'd need to bring it to the living room.
Yeah.
What time of day, just mostly, would you quilt?
Well, at a certain time, just whenever I didn't have something else to be doing.
Okay. And then how long a time would you spend it if you had, when you had time to do, how long at a time would you quilt?
Oh, I don't know, an hour or two or sometimes longer than that.
Where do you get your quilt designs?
Well, some of them from my mother, and some of them I got the pattern out of a magazine or something. I didn't. Just different
layers. What are some of the patterns that you enjoy making? Are some you like better than others?
Well, the last quilts I made was some of the finish-as-you-go quilts, you know, the cathedral window.
Mm-hmm.
But they was the last ones I made.
What were those, the ones that you enjoyed especially?
Yes, I really enjoyed making them.
What would you say really makes a good quilt? What goes into making a good quilt?
Well, I don't hardly know. Good material and the backing and...
New goods?
Yes. That's the only kind I ever made that was with new material.
Why did you make quilts?
Well, some of them I needed them, and I just enjoyed it.
Is this the same reason you made them in the first place?
Well, I just enjoyed making them then.
And then when you needed them, that
when
was
needed
it?
Needed them, I enjoyed making them.
What do you get the most satisfaction or pleasure out of, piecing them or quilting them? Which do you like best?
About the same. I didn't enjoy quilting them any more than I did piecing them.
Did you ever go to a quilting bee?
Yes.
Whereabouts?
Well, the neighbors here in the neighborhood.
Tell me about them. What's a quilting bee like?
Well, just a bunch of women get together and quilt and laugh and talk and enjoy the afternoon.
And did you do it regularly, like once a week, or did you have a special quilt to do?
No, just whenever I wanted to have a quilt in them.
And then you'd help each other quilt?
Yes.
Okay. Is there a difference between a quilting bee and a quilting party?
Well, I don't know. I was never at a quilting party. I wouldn't know.
Okay. Then you've quilted with other people.
Yes.
And they were your neighbors.
Yes. I quilted with some that quilted left-handed. Most of them were right-handed, but some of them was left-handed.
And was this when your children were small, or during the whole time you made quilts, or when did you do this, a lot of this quilting with other people?
Yeah. Just whatever time they had a quilt in.
Okay.
Sometimes it'd be in the winter, and sometimes when
then if somebody put a quilt in a frame, the neighbors would come and they help quilt it.
Yes.
Did you ever have them here helping you? Did you ever have neighbors come in here and
yes.
help you?
Yes.
So it'd be in different homes.
Yes.
Okay. Do you like quilting in a group?
Yes.
You told me a little bit about what it was like. One lady said to me, well, you stick your fingers more. Did you find that to be true?
Well, I don't know that I did. I might have at the time, but I don't recall it.
So quilting with the group is a fun thing, then.
Yes.
Have you ever heard any the term of Kentucky quilt? Somebody, you know, that wanted a Kentucky quilt. Have you ever heard that expression?
No, I don't think I ever did.
Have you ever taught anybody to quilt?
No.
You haven't?
I didn't have any girls. My children were boys, and they always had something else to be doing.
Do you have any quilt books?
No.
And do you ever read, or did you read any quilt magazines?
Well, I never did really take any, just especially for quilts. I've read in magazines about quilts.
Did you have any favorites?
Well, I usually liked all.
And did you take patterns out of these magazines when you read about them?
Sometimes.
Well, when you do that, do you follow the pattern just like it's written, or do you do it to suit yourself?
I usually try to do it like that.
The pattern said. Okay. Do you know any men who do quilt?
I've heard of some, or read in the paper about some, but I don't really.
You really then don't know how that's different. What do you do with your quilts when they're finished?
Well, I usually fold them up and put them away if I'm not going to use them anytime soon.
Okay, you just keep them then, save them.
Just keep them.
Okay. Do you have quilts that you haven't used?
Yes.
You just save them. Okay. Do you ever sell your quilts?
No.
And what do you do with your old quilts when they begin to wear out?
Well, sometime back a few years ago when I stayed home all the time, I put a new top and lining to them and tack them. They called it tacking then. I think they called it tying now.
I guess that is the same thing. Have you ever entered a quilt in a show?
No.
Or a contest? No. How about the fair? You ever put one in the fair?
No.
No? Do you think that there's been any change in people's attitudes about quilting over the years?
Yes.
Tell me about
it. A lot of people don't know a thing about quilting anymore.
Do they care about it?
I don't think so.
Does that bother you?
Well, if it don't bother them, it don't me.
I just wondered about the idea of quilting not being around, you know.
Yes.
Why do you think there's been that change?
Well, I don't know. I don't know why people change like that.
What is the value of quilting as far as you're concerned? Why is it important?
Well, I
think, to you.
Well, it's important for me to know how it's done and how to piece the quilts and how to quilt them and take care of them.
That's important to you. What are your favorite colors to use in a quilt? Do you have any?
No, not especially any pretty color.
Now, you say you used a quilting frame. What was it like? Tell me how the frame was. Did it hang from the ceiling or?
No, it wasn't that one that you hang up to the ceiling.
What was it like? Did it roll up on the ends and have a stand on it? And
well, yes, there was a stand on each end and the frame across the sides. You rolled the quilt up.
Okay. Do you ever use a hoop frame, you know, or the lap frame?
I've got one, but I never have used it.
Did you ever use the lap quilting?
No.
How do you see that the materials used in quilting have changed?
Well, there's a lot more different colors now than there used to be. Calico was about the only material that people used when I was growing up, when I was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
But now they have different materials.
How about the batting? Do you find that different? Have you used
Yes.
the new batting?
If you raise the cotton yourself, and I never could make the bats, Mama did. But the kind of a lot of batting you used to buy, it was so hard to quilt through. The kind you buy now is a lot better.
Okay. Do you applique quilts?
Well, I applied two. The tulips had the tulips on the squares. But I knowed I never could quilt them, do a nice job, so I gave my daughter-in-laws each one of them piece there just to like.
And they quilted them? Or did you quilt them also?
No, I didn't quilt them. I don't know. They haven't quilted them anything.
So you just made the applique the tops
Yes.
of the tulip?
Okay.
What do you think makes a good quilt stitch?
Well, I always like to make as short stitches as possible.
Mm-hmm.
But after I got this arthritis in my hand, I couldn't do a neat job, so I just quit quilting.
What's important about the short stitch?
Well, I just think it looks better.
Okay. Did you ever embroider on quilts or decorate your quilts with any kind of embroidery or crewel stitching? Do you sign your quilts?
No.
Do you make up your own designs?
Sometimes I do.
How do you go about doing that?
Well, I just cut a pattern and keep working on it until I get it to fit just right.
Why do you make up your own designs sometimes?
Well, I see a picture in the magazine and I try to cut a pattern on
it. You try to copy it.
That's right.
Do you have a favorite quilt pattern out of all you've done? Do you have a favorite pattern?
Well, I really like the lion patch because that was the first kind I ever pieced.
Mm-hmm. And there are special colors you like to make the nine patch in?
Well, yes.
What colors do you like best in your nine patch?
Well, I don't know. I always wanted three colors in the nine patch.
Okay. And were they often the same three colors, or what color did you use the most?
Well, whatever piece was in the center. I tried to have it like on all in the whole quilt.
Okay, so whatever color you happened to choose
yeah.
at the time. Okay. Well, it's been really interesting to talk with you. And I appreciate your doing this for me. And I'd like to see your quilts. We'll stop the recording now. And we'll go look at those quilts. I'd like to see that first one you made, if you still have it.
It's shows it's been used over the years, but I've still got what's left of it.
I'll be anxious to see it.